I might kill myself trying to do this because my mom always told me never to stand on folding chairs, but that's all that's available here. So, this one is a relatively recent film of mine. It's also a documentary. It's also a biopic. It's on the life of Alan Moore, my favorite comic book writer. It was actually just his 60th birthday this past Monday, so here is a happy 60th birthday Alan Moore film. Alan Moore lives in Northampton, England, where he was born November 1953. He was a comic reading loser, then a teenage drug abuser. Then he got expelled for selling students LSD. At 19, he was broke and he was married. Cleaning toilets was the job that he was worth. After further desperate stages, he was making comic pages, the only less respected job on earth. For NME and Sounds and other little papers, he drew small comics like Maxwell the Magic Cat. He soon began writing all sorts of five-page science fiction shorts for Doctor Who and British comic books like that. Then a magazine called Warrior got started and let him write some longer comics than before. So he started Marvel Man and V, which blew away the industry, but at first were black and white and quite obscure. But by 83, the US DC Comics grabbed him to write for Swamp Thing, which was selling rather poor. But when his stories hit the stands, there soon were tons of Swamp Thing fans, because no one wrote comic books like Alan Moore. Then came Alan's biggest concept, which was Watchmen, a series like no book or comic had been ever. It was rougher, it was realer, but what truly sealed the deal was his techniques were so bizarre and new and clever. So Moore got rich, but he soon hated being famous, pursued by fans and Hollywood and business sharks. He'd drawn his magic cat nonstop, but in protest let it drop when its newspaper made some anti-gay remarks. He quit the mainstream, seeking total independence, and lived a counterculture marriage made for three. But his printing ventures crashed, the women left with all his cash, and Moore was sort of cut adrift at sea. But in 1993, when Moore turned 40, he announced that he was now a magic wizard. With makeup and a mic on, he does rituals for Glycon. That's his deity, a blonde-haired Roman lizard. His philosophies inform his scripts and novels. He now sees writing as a supernatural act. He hexes films of his old comics, rejects his name appearing on them, and he refuses all the money too, in fact. In Promethea, he wove in the Kabbalah. From Hell explored how myths shape modern life. When Lost Girls was his focus, he made a pornographic opus, and the gal who did the art became his wife. So with Melinda, Alan still lives in Northampton. His daughter Leah is now a comic writer too. When he writes, speaks, or performs, he always disregards the norms, always striving to make something cool and new. So from Octopi to Occupy, they're in his crew, and a lot of strange things he used to say have now come true. So happy 60th birthday, Alan. Keep doing what you do.